I'm living out in L.A. now. It kind of sucks. Every time my car gets dirty, someone writes, "Wash me" on the side of my car. Do me a big favor. Don't ever touch my car. Finally found out who it is. My landlady. She's like 600 pounds, this lady. Crouched behind my car. "Wash me." I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She goes, "Ah, you're not going to rape me, are you?" I said, "Gee, I don't see how." I don't know who I'm insulting here. She goes, "Well, your car's dirty." I said, "Well, you're fat." You know, "But I'm not carving trim me on your stomach." Let's submerge into another bit real quick. I'm sorry, folks. A little tired, staying over here at the hotel. Somebody help me. I stay in hotels like every day. Just do not disturb me, knock immediately in Vietnamese, or what's the fucking deal here, man? Put that sign on my door every night, every morning, 6 a.m. They're there. Housekeeping. You need fresh towels? I'm going to need fresh towels to wipe up your blood, goddamn. Quit knocking on that fucking door. I love when I had the chain on the door, and they sit there for 5 minutes going... No, I hung the chain on the door, then left out of the window. So bummed I didn't have fresh towels at dawn, you fucking idiot. You ever have just walk in your room with a passkey while you're in it, do not disturb on the door, housekeeping just strolls right in. I'm sitting there going, "Hey, hey! Yeah, I need fresh towels, quick!" I'm just trying to fill my contractual time at this point. How much longer until my contractual time is over?
2 hours.
2 hours. Oh, fuck. Remember kindergarten? Oh, folks, are there any questions? How long have I been doing comedy? This is my second show. I've never done. You should have seen the first crowd. They fucking hated me. You guys have been a treat. You've encouraged me to go on. Really? I'm going to keep trying this. I just walked off the street and said, "Hey, I'm a comic, didn't show up. You want to try it?" Fuck, all right. And anyway, here I am. Good night, folks. You know, but this whole abortion thing, I'll cover this and we'll get out of here and I'll say goodnight and pretend none of this ever happened somehow. This sanctity of life idea people have, this fantasy. Childbirth. Oh, it's such a miracle. Childbirth is such a miracle. No, it's not. No more a miracle than eating food and a turd coming out of your ass. It's a chemical reaction. You know what a miracle is? Raising a kid who doesn't talk at a fucking movie theater. All right, there. There's a goddamn miracle. All right, this is going to fly like a fucking stealth bomber, this boy. You're not even going to see it. That's how stealthy this bit is. You're going to hear... What was that? It's my new stealth humor. Your radar cannot detect it. New from NASA. If it were a miracle to have a child and not every 9 months any yin-yang in the world could drop a litter of these mewling cabbages on the planet. And in case you have not checked the single mom statistics... Good night, folks. The single mom statistics lately, the miracle is spreading like fucking wildfire. Trailer parks all over America, filling up with little miracles. Thunk. Thunk. Like frogs laying eggs. Thunk. Look at all my little miracles. Thunk. Filling up my trailer like a sardine can. Look at them. You know it'd be a real miracle if I could remember your daddy's name. Thunk. I guess I'll have to call you Trucker Junior. That's all I remember about your daddy, was his fuzzy little pot belly riding on top of me, shooting his caffeine-ridden semen into my belly to produce my little waterhead miracle baby child. Thunk. There's your brother, Pizza Boy Delivery Junior. Thunk. There's your other brother, Will Work for Food Junior. Hallelujah. Bring those unwanted children to the planet Earth. Please, we need more of you. Yeah, we'll work for food. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? Anyway. Weird concept, you know? Yeah, that's how you do it. You work, you get paid, you buy food. Get the fuck away from me. I hate these homeless. They're bums. Very idea they want me to just give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. Fuck. You leech, get a job. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. Maybe I was just raised differently. What I hate are the ones that are pretty young and healthy. You know what I mean? They got attitudes. Hey, could you help me out? No. Thanks for nothing, man. You don't know what it's like to be broke. Well, yeah, I do. That's why I work. So you work, you get money. And then you're not broke. Well, maybe someone didn't explain this to you when you were growing up, but if you work, you get paid, and you go buy food.